Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pony and Muller live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Jets Ravens tonight. Penguins Blue Jackets. Steelers Bills on Sunday. You can wager on all of them. Show your patriotic pride by betting on Army Navy Saturday afternoon. I know Craig Riley will be exercising
his cheer is a little bit
American
weird, though.
Freedom.
It's go Army, beat the spread.
Go Army, just cover.
Yeah,
go the rally cry.
Go Army, lose by 10.
Bruce Gradkowski joins us right now. This guy is all over the place. He's just nationally recognized now as the quarterback expert, Pro Football Focus, former Steelers QB, joins us every Thursday here at 3 o'clock. All right, Bruce, put yourself in Randy Fichtner's shoes. You're in that quarterback room. You're Duck Hodges. He's quacking away. He's in his camo and everything else. And now you find out you're probably going to get Juju back. You're going to probably get James Conner back for Sunday night's game. How does that affect the game plan for this matchup?
Well, I think it just gives them more options. I think, you know, they've been doing a good job of making big plays when they need to. It's not like they're just going up and down in the field on teams. I mean, but they're making the necessary plays and they're protecting the football. That's what they have to continue to do if they want to win. Defensively, they're playing great. So it's just exciting to get Juju back and Connor because it just adds more weapons. So I'm really looking forward to it because I think Juju will get a lot more targets now being back than he has all year.
Bruce, if James Conner is definitively back for this game, there's no setback or anything else, which Steelers running back do you think would deserve the lion's share of the carries?
I think you just work Conner back into the mix. I mean, depending on how healthy he is, you just work it back in. I don't think he's carrying a full load. I think you split it off. I think you had guys doing a good job. Jalen Samuels has been doing well. I don't think you put it all on Connor just being his first game back.
Bruce, do you expect the Steelers' offense to have their way or win the matchup against the Bills' defense? This is a very underrated Bills' defensive unit. I know you know all the names because you're watching them on film every week, but most of our listeners probably don't. Even with these familiar faces back, would you say advantage Bills defense or Steelers offense when the two units are on the field?
I think Bills defense. I mean, Bills defense is tough, man. And I think this is going to be the toughest test Duck has faced, you know, in his short career so far. And it'll be exciting to watch. I think their Steelers advantage is that it's at home. It's at Heinz Field. So I'm expecting defensively them to make plays. I think still offensively they can make some plays. I just think they have to protect the football, take their chances when they get them. Hopefully they could get a good ground game going. Look, the Bills aren't the best at stopping the run. They did a good job last week against the Ravens, slowing them down. But against the Browns, they gave up a bunch of yards. So the Steelers do have an opportunity to get some yards on the ground and take their shots downfield when they get them. But the Bills' secondary, I feel like, has been doing a pretty good job this year so far.
Bruce, from Devlin Hodges' first appearance, which was against the Ravens, to right now, where has he gotten better the most? Where has he had the most improvement from, you know, first time in the NFL to now it's going to be his sixth game in the league?
I just think his comfort level. I think he's just, you know, playing with poise and composure, and he did the moment he stepped in. But now I think just his understanding, and since he's been out there for a few games now, he understands, you know, the huddle, the play clock, getting in and out, and understand the shots he needs to take downfield, but also being smart with the football. So the biggest thing with Duck, and we said it last week, was don't try to get ahead of yourself. Continue to make the plays that are there, but most importantly, protect the football. You're playing at home. You have a good defense that what, has like 33 takeaways, leads the NFL in takeaways. You know, it's the first time that a team's led the NFL in sacks and takeaways since the 74 Steelers. So, I mean, you got to realize what you have behind you and just take advantage of that and play smart football. And look, we saw last week, he made a fantastic throw to Diontae Johnson on that touchdown. Great anticipation, great accuracy, and he always makes necessary plays when he has to. At the end of the first half, you know, with that scramble up the middle to get a huge gain. You know, so he's making smart decisions. He's making good choices with the football, and he just has to continue to do that.
Bruce Gradkowski, not only is he just breaking down film, he's going into the stat book, the record books, pulling up 1974 Steelers references here with us on the show. You referenced the Bills defense, but come on, you can go more in depth with us here. So, young quarterback, what is it? What are the Bills defense? What do they try to do? What's their MO? What's their identity, Bruce? Are they blitz happy? Do they send the kitchen sink? Do they sit back and cover two? Are the linebackers the strength of the team? When you get in the film room as a quarterback and you look at that defense, what are they good at? What are they bad at? What are they known for?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I think, you know, Sean McDermott just does such a good job. I think they mix it up so well. They put pressure on the quarterback. They find ways to get pressure. Like I said, I mean, stopping the run, they have not been the greatest. You know, the Browns were able to take advantage of them on that sense. But they always do have, like, a little nuance in the game plan. You saw last week against the Ravens and how they kind of slow Lamar Jackson down a little bit. You know, but tonight Lamar's going to break that record, rushing record, so that'll be cool to see. But so I just think it's the physicality. I mean, you're looking at, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking at themselves in the mirror, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I mean, both good defense, built strong. They're going to be physical. Both, you know, I think the X factor in this game, honestly, is Josh Allen. How does Josh Allen play? I mean, last week he overthrew a few balls. He missed his targets. And now going in this week of practice, there's probably a heightened awareness of hitting those open throws that he missed last week. Because quite frankly, if he hits those throws, the Bills probably win that football game. So he didn't play the greatest. So I think it's going to be a matter of how Josh Allen comes into Pittsburgh and plays, and can the Steelers' defense contain him in the pocket, not let him make those big plays downfield with his big arm. And also, you know, he tends to know how to scramble and win, and you see him bust out some of those long runs. You know, so tonight, or for the game on Sunday, I feel like Josh Allen is the key to the Steelers' victory, how he plays and how they stop him.
Bruce, in watching Allen on tape overall this year, does he full picture strike you more as an asset to the Bills or an anchor to the Bills?
You know, man, he's like a little bit of both. You know, some games, you know, starting off the season, he was not playing well. I mean, he was almost the reason why he put them in dangerous situations, you know, giving offenses short fields because he'd throw an interception or he'd fumble a sack in the pocket trying to scramble too much. But then all of a sudden he calmed down. It was almost like McDermott sat him down and said, look, we have a good defense. We're a good football team. You don't have to do everything. Just make the plays that come to you. Execute this offense. Be smart with the football. And since then, he's been playing pretty well. You know, I think for me, a couple weeks ago, before this Ravens game, I was like, man, you know what? Josh Allen was probably one of the most improved players this season because he did. He was starting to play well. He looked comfortable in the pocket. And then last week against the Ravens, he just kind of, you know, he missed too many throws. And I give him a lot of credit because I couldn't play in Buffalo. I mean, that wind is swirling all the time. You don't know what kind of weather you're going to get. But he's a big, strong, physical guy that has a strong enough arm that can slice it through that wind. I just expected him to play better last week. But he's definitely improving. He's definitely a guy that, you know, you're unsure what kind of game you're going to get from him, but you can also expect, hey, we might be able to get some turnovers from this guy, so let's really make him uncomfortable in the pocket.
All right, Duck's been steady. You're saying Allen's up and down. So then what is the Bruce Gradkowski pick for this game? Is he going to try to appease and make all of his family members here in Pittsburgh happy and go with the hometown team and pick the Steelers because he wants to say something that gets him excited on the radio? Or is he going to go the other way and say, look, the facts are the facts, I'm taking the Bills?
You know, I'm going to appease the family and the fans here. I'm going to go Steelers. I mean, it might be more of an emotional pick because I love what Tomlin has done this year. I really do. I think you look at the teams around the league, look at the Titans, look at the Steelers, teams that have been battle-tested and then can fight through adversity and still be sitting a chance to reach the playoffs. Those are the dangerous teams. And so I really like what Tomlin has done. I feel like that locker room, they're gelled together. They have their mind focused. And I mean, shoot, it's the same on Buffalo's side too. You know what I mean? Sean McDermott does a great job. You know him and Tom have played William and Mary together, right? You know,
that's the first time I've heard that. Really? They played together?
Did you guys know Jerome Bettis was from Detroit? First time I'd heard that too. That's what we're getting with this
did
week.
You know
God
that,
almighty.
Did you know that Bruce Gradkowski had a better looking brother who played in the NFL?
Plays in the NFL.
Wow.
No, he's retired.
Well, listen,
now.
Oh, wait, that's right.
You can't have it all. You know, I have the athletic ability. I actually do have the good looks, Filippone. You know, how's your back, by the way? I have my dad calling me, checking up on you. Like, what? How did you blow it out playing basketball? Are you not athletic or what?
Non-contact injury, running back down court, gave out on me. Paramedics had to come. I was stretchered off the court. I gave a thumbs up. And I'm just battling through. I'm not at 100%, but I'm here, Bruce.
Did they say, is it a disc or is it, like, what is it?
Well, they initially thought I might have broken my back, but now I guess it's just arthritis in the back.
Muscle Wait, is that the Roethlisberger explanation of the injury? They thought I broke my back, but now we're down to muscle
spasms. What do you mean
spasms?
By that? That Ben likes to exaggerate injuries?
Oh, man.
I would never insinuate that.
I'm not
that.
Saying that.
No.
Hey, Bruce, what do you think here with the Patriots? Should Goodell suspend Belichick for the rest of the year?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, the thing that's tough, if it was any other team, we probably would take their excuse to be like, oh, yeah, they were just filming a documentary. But since it happened to the Patriots already, you know, we're just not believing what they say. But quite frankly, I just don't think Belichick would send some of those guys that from, you know, the different video crew to go do something like that. You know,
he
I
might,
don't know.
But how about
I don't know,
somebody who works for the Patriots? How about one of those shady guys they got kind of in the shadows, like Ernie Adams, who's breaking down film and doing all kinds of secretive, top secret stuff, Bruce?
So do you
those guys?
Like, do you like that stuff? Like if Tomlin was doing that stuff, would you be like, yes, I love it. He's trying to get an edge on teams, or is it like, no, he shouldn't do that?
No, I'm a morally upright guy. I'm an ethical guy.
What? Really?
All right, Bruce. So what's your prediction on this game then? What's the final score? I'm at the sports book. I want to put a bet in.
So it's going to be 24-17. Steelers are going to pull it out.
How much do the Ravens win by tonight?
No. You know what? I picked the Jets.
Oh, wow. Bruce, I'm kind of talking myself.
Wow.
Bruce, I'm talking myself into the Jets as well.
Bruce, they're a 17-point underdog. What drugs are you on?
Listen, take them. You're at the casino now. Put it on the Jets. Greg Williams is going to stop that offense. He's going to want to make a statement tonight. Adam Gase, this is going to be their best game of the year. Sam Darnold. I just think, you know, it's one of those impossible games that, you know, it's going to be let up. And I look. And I don't say that. The Raven fans have been killing me because for 4 weeks in a row I've been picking whoever the Ravens have been playing because I think winning 9 straight games is tough to do. They're bound to lose one, and I think tonight's the night, boys. I think I really do.
That's why we pay him the big bucks. Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focus, former Steelers QB. Thanks, Bruce, for asking about the back. That meant a lot to me. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, man, I'm just worried about you. I'm glad you're okay, though.
Thank you. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line.
No, I'm not touching his back. Not a chance, Bruce.
But you can touch other things. Like,
no.
Man, no, hold on.
No,
I'm not doing that read here.
Stop.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.